Fellowship Church Let's Talk Ministry. Thanks for joining us on this Friday. I'll be reading out of Psalm 19 on behalf of Susan and her mom and dad. We'd like to say thank you for praying for Eugene. Looks like he will have some follow-up appointments with a rhythm doctor. We'll see what the Lord has planned there. And we'll continue to walk with them and alongside of them and have the opportunity to be a witness in our community. As I read Psalm 19, a lot of Psalm 19 is an opportunity to be reminded of the heavens declare the glory of God and the sky proclaim his handiwork. But 14, you read these words, "Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer." And I've been thinking about those words, "Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart." I think a lot of times words we do are easier to keep inside. The meditation of our heart, though, is now that's not what the world is going to hear. They're going to hear some of your words, but most of the time they're not going to hear the meditation of your heart. Now, if they're around you enough, they'll really get a chance to know who you are, and so they'll know what's going on in your heart. But I thought it was interesting to be reminded that words and meditation of our heart need to be acceptable in the Lord's sight. And so often what we're thinking never comes out of our mouth, but would it still be something that the Lord knows? And so he wants us to guard that. And so I don't know, this has just been a convicting verse for me to think about. All right, Lord, I want not only my words, but my thoughts, the things that I'm pondering on, the things that I'm having a second thought about, the things that pop back up into my mind, those meditations, I want them to be acceptable in your sight. Because you are my rock, Lord, and you are my redeemer. I find my strength from you. And how did I find my strength from you? I like that he doesn't say anything about works or going to church or being baptized or missionary journeys or how many verses we memorized or the things that we do for Jesus. We're so, well, you know, Lord, I did this. I went here. I spoke to that person. No, you are my rock and my redeemer. Salvation is found in one name, and that name is Jesus. And so it's just kind of neat to remember where our strength comes from and remember that our redemption had nothing to do with us. We were objects of wrath, but because of God's grace, because of God's great love for us, we have a gift, and it was called salvation, and it came through Jesus. And so what a wonderful reminder of that. And so I know your world is busy. I know there's a lot of things. There's a lot of distractions. So we'll be praying for your words, praying for the meditation of your heart to be acceptable in the eyes of the Lord. And then to know where our strength comes from, Lord, you are my rock and you are my redeemer. And so it's an opportunity to take a little verse at the end of Psalm 19 and then allow that verse to meditate in your heart and soul. Allow that to soak in who you are as you go about your day. And might even be one that you want to memorize, that you hold on to and say, okay, this is a verse that I need to cling to. And so, Lord, we thank you for this opportunity. We love you, Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen.